Bless you. Welcome you in the name of the Lord into the house of the Lord. Just ask if Brother Keith wouldn't mind coming and opening prayer for us this morning. If you, let's just bow our heads in prayer as he comes. Thank you, Brother Keith.
Good morning, and Lord, we thank you that we can come before you, that you have blessed each and every one of us here this day, Lord, that you have blessed us with freedom within this nation to come and praise and worship and glorify you, to spend time in fellowship. It is not of man, Lord. You are in control, and I praise you and thank you. As every other day you have been in control, you are in control of this day. And I praise you. I thank you for the presence of Holy Spirit leading and teaching us in your ways. It is the ways of your kingdom. It is not the ways of man, Lord. And I thank you that you have given us such divine provision in Christ Jesus and Holy Spirit. We are mightily blessed and loved and so deeply cared for. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you that we are your children. You are our Father. And I thank you for what you have prepared for us this day. Each and every one of us, different to all, but of your kingdom, Lord. And I do thank you. I thank you for blessing us here, for what you have in store for us, that we can praise and worship and glorify you with all freedom, Lord. Help us not to limit ourselves in that praise and worship of you, Lord, but to give it from our heart as Jesus gave all for us. Help us, strengthen us to give all for you, because you alone are worthy. I praise you and thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Brother Keith. I am thinking of the rapture.
I am thinking of the rapture in my blessed home on high, in the redeemed, the gathering. How will we stand in the blessed? When the just like snow when people sing. How we'll shout and how we'll sing when dreams are gathering in. There will be a great procession over from the streets when the beating are gathering in. When the people are singing, when the city will be full, when the beating are gathering in. When the beating are gathering in. One like saints will sing redemption stories of their voices clearing song when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join their song when the redeemed are gathering in. When the praise the Lord. You know, we don't have to wait till then to sing and shout, don't we? Praise God. We can be happy down here, for we know it's coming. Let's sing, "There's a Country Far Beyond the Starry Sky." There's a country far beyond the starry sky. There's a city where there never comes a night. If we're faithful, we shall go there by and by. In the city where the lamp is alive. In the city where they come in the night. Of the mansion over there. And when people go let me. I am going where the lamp is alive. Here we have a piece of sunshine, but we know sun which shines upon us now so bright will be changed to clouds and rain until we go. flowers bloom forever and a day. Shall be one eternal day without a night, and our tears shall be forever wiped away. In that city where the land is alive, in that city where the Lamb is alive, in that city where they come in the night, up the mountain of the living and drinking from the land, I am going where the Lamb is alive. There we have our disappointments all a while, and our fondness holds but little bit of life. Though by night we weep, the morning brings a smile. In that city where the Lamb is alive, in that city where the Lamb is alive, in that city where they come in for life. And when free from war they came, I am going where the Lamb is alive. Let that sunshine fade and let it's good. Not a shadow can my blissful soul afford. For I know it up in heaven there is good. In that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where the Lamb is alive. In that city where they come at night. I will mention praise the Lord. Was there any items this morning that I wasn't aware of at all? If you feel like doing it, you can do it. Let's sing number 232. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I'll never forget.
Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I've wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling. He made all the dark. Oh.
Let's sing, number 116, we're floating down the stream of time, and then I'll ask Sister Pauline to bring your item.
We're floating down the stream of time, to the longitude, south eternity, it's a thing to try to see, then entire bridge to win the life will soon is coming to end in you. Then cheer, my brother, soon be home. The love ones shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. Life will soon is coming to end in you. Sometimes the devil tempts me and says, I to live a Christian life and walk in Jesus' name. But then we hear the Master sing on it. If you'll only trust me, I'll guide you to the end. Then cheer, my brother, cheer, our child will soon be home. Upwards we shall meet upon the golden shore. We're pilgrims and we're strangers here. The life of soon is coming to end. The life of soon is coming to eyes of faith. And as she swims through waters to rescue and lead, and let the safety in the fold of friends we love so soon. Get ready, Christ the captain, oh Lord, she's almost there. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Life will soon is coming to gather you. Oh, now it's time to get on board while she is passing by. But if you stand and wait too long, we shall forever die. The fear is faithful, one all the captain mentioned. Get on all the lifeboat to carry you safely home. Then cheer, my brother, cheer. Loved ones we shall meet upon the golden shore. And we're strangers here, singing the city. The life will soon is coming to gather jewels home.
You may be seated at this time. Thank you, Sister Pauline. Sorry, and Brother Bessa. Jesus. Beautiful. Thank you, brother and sister. Just going to bring the prayer requests at this time. There's just one, a new one here. Please pray for my daughter Amy, who lives far away from me in Tucson, Arizona, and is on her way to the emergency room with possible appendicitis. Please pray. Also pray for favor and vision, as she has no medical insurance. And that's from Suzanne. We'll just remember this brother and sister in Christ in Zambia, who are both very sick in the villages there. That's from Brother Nelson. And we'll just remember the Hughes family at this time, that the Lord would comfort them and be with them, and especially Sister Jan as well. Is there any others? Sister Helen Thomas. Yep. Okay. We'll remember her. Shirley. We'll wait for you. Sister Shirley. Also, there's quite a few away at this time, by the leave included. see any others? Yeah, I was going to let them say it, that's right. Any unspoken prayer request signified by raising hand. Praise the Lord. Let's just bow our head for our precious Savior. Lord Jesus, Lord, we just come before you this morning, Lord. Lord, with our heads and our hearts bowed before you, Lord. Lord, knowing that you're the God of all comfort, Lord, and the peace that passes all understanding, Lord Jesus. Lord, so we just bring these needs before you, Lord. Many, Lord, with a physical ailment, Lord Jesus. Lord, you said on the cross, Lord, it is finished, Lord Jesus. So we just come before you with, Lord, that truth in our hearts, Lord. So we look to you, Lord. We look to your finished work at Calvary, Lord, and ask that you would come down, Lord, on the wings of a dove, Lord, by your mercy, Lord, and be that undertaking remedy, Lord Jesus, for each of these physical ailments, Lord, and we commit them into your hands, Lord Jesus. Sister Helen Thomas, Lord, at this time, and remember Sister Shirley, Lord, in her needs as well. Lord, be her strength, Lord, comfort her, be her portion this morning. Know that she would want to be here as well, Lord, and we just remember the Hughes family, Lord, and Sister Jan at this time, Lord, that you would be their comfort, Lord Jesus, be their peace, Lord, that passes all understanding, Lord, and give them strength, Lord, and wisdom at this time, Lord, and commit all things into your hands, Lord, those that are away, Lord, and couldn't be here this morning, we commit them to your hands as well. We say thank you for answered prayer, Lord. Lord, how we wouldn't we be like the lepers, Lord, that didn't turn back, but we would just, Lord, just look straight into your face and give you all praise and all glory for your goodness, Lord, unto us this morning. Committing all unspoken prayer requests into your hands as well at this time. Commit all things into you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just sing one more and then I'll ask Brother Hale to come. Let's sing number 480, just a little longer.
Just a little longer, and the trump of God shall sound. Just across the bridge, there'll be no sorrow. Just across the bridge, there'll be no pain. God's sun shall shine. Across the river and
Praise the Lord. You may be seated. You know, there's two ways that you can take that song. You can take it as a song, and it's a nice song, or you can take it as the truth. Praise the Lord. We believe it. Thank you, Brother Howard.
We got some light. My. Well, may God bless you. And we just thank the Lord for what he's doing in our lives. Getting ready for the coming of... Oh, not all the way. I'm sorry. Yeah, I got to go all the way. I got to start all over again. God bless you. It's nice to have you here. Where is everybody? Praise the Lord. No, we're just so glad to be here. And it's really, we had a wonderful time away with the family. Just had a break, 9 days, and we appreciate your prayers. And we just thank God that he's with us, and he said he'd be with us even to the end of the world. So many things happened. I could share a few things, but I was just saying to my wife, you know, my experience with God goes way back. And I used to, when God started dealing with me as a young person, the Holy Spirit really started dealing with me. And we were going past a marae in Wairoa. And I was saying to my wife, at the back of that marae, as a young man, just a kid, teenager, I was with Brother Don Wickham. Who remembers Brother Don Wickham? 3, 4. He was a good brother. He helped me tremendously in the things of God as a young Christian. And his wife too, Sister Gladys. And she used to come here one time, but of course they're both passed on now. But I was just saying to my wife, in the back of that marae, we were praying at the back outside. And we were praying for somebody. And Brother Wickham said to me, "Brother Howard, don't pray for yourself. Pray for somebody. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for somebody else." And he said, "The Spirit of God will come on you." Well, when I started praying, the Holy Spirit came down upon me so wonderfully. It's impossible to explain to you the glory of the anointing of God when it comes upon your soul. There's nothing like it. Who wants that experience? You can have that experience. It's for you. And we need it. More so than ever. So we're just going down memory lane and just sharing the things we used to do. He used to have a very large caravan. Oh, it's a long one. About from here to the wall. And I used to travel around in this caravan, preaching the gospel up the coast, having meetings everywhere. It was a real blessing to be a part of what God was doing at that time. It's many years ago. I wasn't even married. So that's over 48 years ago. And I just thank God that I had the privilege of being in that environment. We used to have meetings up there in the marquees. And we had a tent meeting out at Whangarā Beach. Tent meeting, a big tent. And a lot of Maori brethren gathered. And the Holy Ghost came down on that meeting, I tell you. It was so wonderful to get a Maori preacher up there. Brother Kura, he's gone on now. Boy, he could preach. And you know, he is so anointed. I could almost understand what he was saying by the Spirit. It's just really wonderful. And many people set free and spirits cast down. And many souls came to Christ. And many people were healed. And they had a tent over there for people to receive the Holy Ghost. To go in there and wait on God. And brother and sister, if you haven't got the Holy Ghost, you need to seek it. You need to pray to God that he'll give you an infilling of the Holy Spirit. It's a power that's going to get you out of here, I'm telling you. The Bible says in Acts 2:38, when they said, "What shall we do?" They said, "Repent, true repentance, Turn away from the way you're living. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So if you've never been baptized, you need to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless you all. So, sorry, I was going on a bit, but it just brings back wonderful memories and of God's Spirit moving upon us. So we just thank the Lord for blessing you here and Brother Brian's message, which was on well-being. Who remembers that? Very good message. We heard it. We actually heard it down in our little cabin thing, house we were staying in. We listened to it because my wife wanted to go to the Greek Orthodox. I said, all right, because she wanted to be a Greek, you know. But then my son said to us, you don't want to go there. You'll just be going to a Catholic church and it'll be all in Greek. That'll be very edifying. My wife might understand a little bit, but I don't know Greek. It's all Greek to me. And so we just had this in our little cabin, and it was a real blessing to hear that message. And I see on the internet many people have listened to that. 230 people have listened to that since I got back and I put it up there. 230 people have viewed that sermon last weekend. So that's wonderful. Praise God. Who loves the Lord? Lee and Barbara are coming. They're just a bit late. They'll be here. And where are our brothers? Out the coast, are they? Up the coast, outreaching. Okay. That's good. We need to outreach. So the Lord bless you, and we're just so glad to be back. You know, I was only away from one weekend, and I felt like I'd been away for weeks. That's the feeling it gave me. I just want to be in service. I just want to be in the presence of God amongst the brethren. Who feels that way? We can't live without God. We can't live without the saints. We just got to be together. That's why it says, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, and more so as we see the day approaching. So we realize it's really important to be in fellowship. Doesn't matter what it is, you've just got to be there. You need it because the pressure's coming on big time. You've got to be filled with the Spirit. You've got to be walking with God. When He comes, He'll be out of it. We'll be out of here praising God. Hallelujah. Don't you love the Lord? I do. I want to speak about an animal this morning. It's an animal. I've seen this animal. I've seen it in America. And I really loved them. And everybody hated them. I was really disappointed. But I'll tell you about it as we go on. So shall we stand for the reading of God's word from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. It says, take us the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. May God bless the reading of His word. You may be seated. So I've been thinking about this, these little guys, these little foxes, over the weekend, and we went into Taradale, I think it was, or Havelock North, I'm not sure, one of them, walking through the town. This is how God works with me. That's just how He works with me. He may not work with you. But I looked up on the veranda, and there's a sign which says, little foxes. I said, Lord, is that you telling me to preach that? So I took that as from God. Little foxes. Isn't that wonderful how God can speak and quicken to you something? I need quickening because I'm real dumb. I need God to quicken His word to me. And I just thank Him that He did. Now I want you to notice I've called this little foxes. God bless you, Brother Bill. We've been praying for your family. It says little foxes in our lives. And I want you to notice something very important. They are little foxes. The Bible says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. For our vines have tender grapes. You know, Jesus said, I am the vine and ye are the branches. What happens on the branches? Has fruit. And those little branches produce fruit. Now, the reason I said to the people, oh, there's a fox in America. And they were just every especially at night, you could see them. Aren't they cute? They said, no, they're not cute. I said, why? They said, because they are very cunning animals. Do you know the little foxes are very intelligent? They will go on a farm outside the farmer's house and they'll watch the farmer come out at a certain time, open the front door, come down, and he's going down to the chickens or whatever it is that he has to do. And that fox will actually work out the time that he does that. So they wait until he's gone. Then they go in and they kill a chicken or chickens. They really mean business. They're fast and intelligent. Now the Bible says that they are little foxes that spoil the vines. So in the vines, in the vineyards, you don't see a little tail going, or fluffy tail going along the vineyards. No, it's a little fox. The little fox can go under the vine. He's just a little fella, and he sneaks and snoops and starts chewing on grapes and stuff. And he'll destroy the vine. The Bible says the little foxes that spoil the vines. So remember, not a big fox. It's a little fox, and that's our topic. The little foxes in our lives. So I pray that God will bless it. Let's just pray. Lord Jesus, we come to thee, gracious Heavenly Father. How we love you and we praise you this morning. We are so glad that we are alive. We are so glad that you've given us strength to be a witness and a testimony for you, for the world is closing down very fast. Lord, we don't have to be very bright to know that things are getting really sad. And Lord, we need to be filled with the Spirit. We need to be walking with God. So I pray, God, that you'll open your word to us and bring to our attention the things we need to know this morning. We ask this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I'd like to turn our Bibles to St. Mark chapter 10, verse 17. And when he has gone forth into the way, this is the Lord, there came one running. I want you to notice the expressions. There came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these things have I observed from my youth. Obviously brought up a real good Christian, you know. Brought up in a Christian home maybe, as it was known in those days. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Isn't that amazing? He loved him. And said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. I tell you what, our subject is foxes. Cunning little foxes. And they lurk in the shadows of men's lives. They go unnoticed. You don't see them under the vines. They slip under. They run right along. No, farmer looks out, oh, then things are looking good today, but he can't see the little foxes. They're doing damage to the vine, to the fruit of God in your life, eating away at the spiritual benefits that God has given to you. They're so little, they go unnoticed. But there they damage and spoil the whole vine. It's the little unseen sins in our life that does the destruction. You know, brother and sister, you've got to come to this understanding. People say, well, I'm a pretty good person. I don't get mixed up and do the wrong things. I live a fairly clean life and all this sort of thing. But it's not the big foxes. It's the little foxes that get in and they just work on you and start moving in your life and doing things behind the scenes. And it can go unnoticed. But all they have to be watched. Now, one of these, another ones that do the greatest damage, the little blokes. The big ones are easily identified. I don't drink, smoke, or anything like that. But it's the little foxes that move in your life. And I know what I'm talking about. Because I have to deal with them in my life. And you've got to deal with them in your life. They have to be addressed. You can't let little foxes just go around your life and eating into this and eating into your testimony. Slowly destroying you. They'll destroy the vine, the Bible says. The little foxes. So they have to be sorted out. A little sin is still sin. This little sin will take you to hell as fast as the big sin does. Who believes that? Say amen. God doesn't say, oh, that's just a little sin. We won't worry about that. It's sin. Sin is sin. And it must be treated with all firmness, like all other sins. And Satan never appears in the open. He works behind the scenes of your life. He never works in the open. You know, Brother Branham made a statement which I really appreciated. Listen carefully. Sin is sneaky. Sin is sneaky. It sneaks up on you. And you don't notice it because it's only a little fox. And it gets in and it starts eating away at your testimony and your life and slowly wearing you down and your testimony becomes useless. No matter how much you go to church and how much you carry your Bible, say, I believe in the Lord, that's very nice. But what's the fruit bearing? What's it showing on the vine? It was good fruit before, but something's nibbled at that vine and starting to wither because a little fox has got in there. Maybe one, maybe two. They're not big ones, just little things unnoticed. I tell you, we're going to be very careful. Sin is sneaky. It sneaks up on you. You get used to it. You don't, oh, well, I got away with it last time. It'll be all right. It's just a little thing. It's dangerous. It is really dangerous, my brother and sister. Now, the reason we read about the rich young ruler, because he came to Jesus in sincerity, there's no question about the rich young ruler's integrity. Firstly, he came running to Jesus. It was a matter of urgency. When you have a need, he knew where to go, and he knew it was Christ. And he ran all the way to him. When he got to him, he got on his knees, and he said, Lord, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Very good question. He asked the most important question in the world. What must I do to inherit eternal life? Right in front of the Savior of his soul. He was sincere. He called him Lord. He knelt down, expecting a good answer. He came to the right one. We see what happens. Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Every person in Gisborne should be asking that. Every person in New Zealand should be asking that question. Everybody in the world should be asking this question because I'm telling you what, there's judgment on the horizon. Very clear. You've got to be in the sheltering place. You've got to be in the rock of ages. You've got to be in with Christ, protected. Jesus said to him, Just gave a simple answer. He said, keep my word. Keep my commandments and things. And he confessed straight away. And I believe he was really sincere. I have done this from my youth. I've been brought up in a home that believes in God and fears God and keeps the law. And Jesus never questioned it. He was honest. The Bible says, and Jesus loved him. He had respect for this young man who wanted eternal life. Listen carefully, nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. The question still needs to be asked this morning. New people out there on the internet, you need to take heed too. Because God's speaking to us all, and time's running out. The time clock's coming to an end. It's 1 minute to midnight, as they say. And when that strikes, that's it. You can scream and cry until the cows come home. That won't make any difference. You need to get right now. And if there's a little fox eating away at your testimony, eating away at your life, you have a serious problem because it'll destroy the vine. This man, as he was not of the world, had lived a good, clean, living Christian life, as we would say. By outward appearances, his spiritual condition was wonderful. I believe he helped the poor. I believe he is quick to give money to the poor because he was rather wealthy. And people looking on could see that, my, he's good. He goes to church every Sunday. He's down there helping people, chopping the wood. He was that type of person. And Jesus loved him. And he said, Lord, I've kept the Ten Commandments. Yeah. He kept the word, the best of his understanding. But I want to say this, the discerner of men's hearts who is here this morning goes right past all that outside stuff and right down into your heart, and he detects a fox. He detected in this man a little fox. And he said, I see. Let's just read this verse in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. See, the word of God is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Nobody, no man, no preacher, no prophet, or anybody can hide from God. Who believes that's amen?
Amen.
Let's read this, Hebrews 4, 12. For the word of God is quick. It's quick. Oh, yes. It's and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. You know, brothers and sisters, not just a discerner of your thoughts, but the very intent of your heart. God knows what you're up to. God knows what you're trying to hide from. He sees it all. And you know what? I want him to see it all. If you're a child of God and you want him to search you out this morning, this little fox and the rich young ruler's life was not seen by man. But it was seen by the Word of God, Christ Himself. The Word in flesh, He saw something. Everything looked good on the outside. He is upright, He is respectable, a keeper of the Word, but not all the Word. You see, brother, sister, the Bible says if you defile the law, at one point you defiled all. That was the law, pretty hard going. We'd all be condemned straight away. Because we can't keep the law. That's why God sent grace. That's why he sent the blood of Jesus. That's why he sent him as our sacrifice. Who's glad of that to say? Oh, brother and sister, I'm so glad he came and he died for me and he gave his precious blood for my soul and for your soul. So, Jesus said to him, that's very good. You've kept the law. But I see a little fox. A little fox is in your life. It's just one thing that you lack. Doesn't take much. A little fox can do a lot of damage. He said, there's just one thing. I want you to sell all you got and give the money to the poor. Take up your cross and follow me. And brothers and sisters, it was a terrible thing. The Bible actually says he turned away sad because he couldn't do it. After running, after kneeling, after begging, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He ran up to Jesus, and when Jesus gave him the antidote to sell all he had and give it to the poor, because he identified in the man, this may not be your problem, but this was his problem. He had so much money that it was holding him out of the kingdom. So Jesus gave him an antidote. Sell all you have. Get all the money, give it to the poor. You can see it out there in the foyer. We've got a big painting of it. You see Jesus pointing to the poor. And you see the rich young ruler really thinking, can I do this? And he couldn't. And he turned away sad. And he was lost. So close, but not close enough. Brothers and sisters, that challenges me. I never want to become easygoing. Oh, I've been a Christian for many years. Oh, I do this and I do that for God. No, I want him to recognize. I want to recognize what it is. These foxes can be very dangerous if not attended to. We need to recognize and give early attention to foxes. They're not big things, they're little things, little weeny teeny things that destroy. Sin left unchecked in our life will take its toll on you. And I don't want to have it in my life. I want to get rid of it, Brother Paul. You do too. We do. We want to get rid of it. I don't care how big it is or how small it is. It's a fox. I want it kicked out of me. In the name of the Lord Jesus. It's like leaven. We've said about leaven before in 1 Corinthians 5:6. Your glorying is not good. Knowing not that a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Now, I've said this before. Forgive me if you've heard it, but my mother used to make bread, wholemeal bread, beautiful stuff. She had these big baking tins. She'd make up the mixture, and she'd put in the leaven, or we call it yeast. Same thing. And they put it in there, and she mixed it up. And it sat in a tin like that, and the mixture was about that deep. Then she'd get that tin, she'd take it down by the fireplace. The fire was going, and she put it down there. And she said, don't, just watch it, don't trip over it. And I'll tell you what, I wanted to know. So I got down as a kid on my knees like this. And I was looking at that yeast, and I'm going to watch it grow. And I looked, and I looked, and this is the truth. I could not see it growingly. But it was. It was absolutely growing until she left it there too long, come right up on the tin and overflow. And that's what a lot of people say. I don't see anything wrong. I don't see anything as alarms me, but it's growing. The yeast is growing. The sin, which the yeast or the leaven which represents sin, was growing. And the entire loaf, the entire life is affected by that little teaspoon, I think it was. It might have been a tablespoon, I'm not sure, Barbara. But somewhere like that, it's too far back, right? They used to put that leaven into the mixture. Wasn't much, but that's all it took. And brother and sister, if you have a little bit of leaven in you, like the little fox, it doesn't seem much, but it does its damage. The Bible says it destroys the vine. You know, on the coral reefs, they have on the coral reefs, these big coral reefs. If you've been to Australia, you would have seen them. Great Barrier Reef and all those places. And actually, they say it's a tiny little insect. Oh, it's just so small. You can hardly see it. But it's an insect and it's building the coral. And it builds a coral. And that coral can destroy a navy. A ship can go down because of that little insect. It doesn't have to be a big thing. It's just a little thing still starts building up in you. Building up in your life and it starts to control you. And you cannot control it. It's got a hold of you. Now these things are very serious when it comes to eternal life. And with time running out, we need to be very sure of these things. Who believes that? Say amen. And so that's what it does. It can wreck a navy. The enemy has devious tactics. You know, the devil will always bring to you the good things that you're doing. He'll bring to you the good things that you're doing. You're serving the Lord and you go to church and you do this and you do that and you're testifying now and again. And you have an outreach in your heart and you want to serve God. And he just tells you all about all the good things, but he bypasses the things you leave undone. The things that you are leaving undone, that you're not doing, God's spoken to you about it, and you will not do it. That's a little fox. He sneaks in. He starts gnawing on your life. May God help us all. Recognizing these little foxes that sneak into our lives, they do great damage. Over a few weeks or a few months, they just keep working. You look out onto the field, I didn't see any foxes. I look over my life, I didn't see anything wrong. But they're there, unidentified. I just take, for instance, we've spoken about this too. You know what happens? A lot of Christians, they get a disease. And this disease is called TB. Do you know what TB represents? Too busy. We get too busy for God. We want it, we love the Lord, but you get taken up with everything. I have to say it. Cell phones. Internet. You spend a lot of time. There's a little program you can get for your phone. If you put it on there, it'll tell you how much time you've spent on your phone. It'll shock you. And that time, you haven't got time to wait on God or seek the Lord. Your mind's taken up with this program and that program. And I've got to do this and I've got to do that. It's a little fox. It doesn't seem much, but it just robs your experience. You don't pray anymore like you used to. You got too much. I'm not talking about a 5-minute or a quarter of an hour prayer. You don't have a proper prayer time. You know, brother and sister, we need to wait on the Lord. Who believes that? How many have prayed today? Don't let me see. We need to pray every day. Daniel prayed 3 times a day, morning, noon, and night. And brother and sister, we're too busy. I want to read you something Jesus said in Luke chapter 21, verse 34. This is what our Lord Jesus Christ, who's present in this room right now, listen to what he said. Take heed to yourselves. Take heed means to listen up. Take note of. Heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares. Just so little you didn't even see it, but it slipped on you unawares. Little foxes creep up on you, don't even know about them. Now listen to what the prophecy says about our generation. For as a snare is a trap, an unknown trap. An animal goes in a snare, it doesn't know there's a trap. There goes pounding down the jungle path, and he goes into a snare. and snaps up and pulls him down into the hole. He didn't know it was there, otherwise he wouldn't have gone there. And that's what happens to people. They get snared, they're unaware of the enemy's tactics. And it says, as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. It's going to happen, brother and sister. It's going to fall on everybody that's on the face of the whole earth. Now he said, also out of this, praise God. Verse 36. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Let's believe that God will cause us to escape the curse of this generation. The little foxes of taking over the place, destroying the crops, destroying the churches, destroying congregations. People used to be on fire for God are no longer on fire for Him. People used to pray and wait on God, tears in their eyes, I love the Lord with all my heart. Don't do it anymore. A little fox slipped in and started eating on the grapes, which is the fruit of the Lord in your life, has been eaten away. See, sin never, never looks like sin. It's always attractive. Sin is always attractive and to be desired. If sin was presented to you as death, you would run for your life. But it is death. Sin is death. And when the Bible says that sin comes, let's read this in James 1:15, Nancy. And when lust hath conceived, lust has been planted in you, a fox. It bringeth forth sin. That's what it does. That's what its intent is. And sin, when it's finished with you, bringeth forth death. That is the living reality. And there's millions of souls, billions of souls in hell screaming out, preach it, Brother Howard. That's the truth. They know it's the truth, but it's too late. There's one in the Bible said, oh, go back to, can I raise somebody from the dead? He said to Abraham, raise him from the dead one and go back to my brothers and tell them that this place is real. He said, even though one raised from the dead, they still not will believe. So when sin is finished, it has one intent, is to put you into hell. But it doesn't appear as sin. It doesn't appear ugly. It's attractive and makes you want to go for it. I'm going to read you this lovely quote here. Every little jot, everything you must be faithful in, it's always the little foxes that spoils the vine. It's not the big things you do. It's the little things you leave undone. Remember, a chain is only as strongest at its weakest link. Blessed are they that do all the commandments of God, that they might have the right to enter in. Who wants to enter into the kingdom? You know, brother and sister, this is so serious. If God can show you, He's going to show me. I can't make you see it. But if you realize, actually, what I'm doing is evil. What I'm actually doing is evil. It doesn't look much, but it's evil. It's a little fox. Not a big thing, just a little thing. I want to speak about one of the foxes. There's many of them. They all have different characteristics. One of the most dangerous foxes is compromise. Very dangerous. God asks us to do something, and after a while we find a compromise to get around the problem. He's told you to do something, and you know you should do it, and then you start looking for a compromise. The minute we compromise His word, it ceases to be the word of God to you. God, through Samuel, the prophet, He told King Saul, going up to the city, I want you to destroy everything. Every man, woman, boy or girl, every animal, everything has to be destroyed. Because to God it was sin, it had to be dealt with. We're going to read this. And our reading in 1 Samuel 15:19. Wherefore, this is Samuel coming back to Saul. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, all good things? It seems good to you, but it's actually death to your soul. And didst evil in the sight of the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, prophet of God, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I've gone the way which the Lord sent me, and I brought back Agar, the king of Amalek. He should have been killed too. Saul finished him off there, right there and then, with a sword. Because the man of God feared the Lord. And I've utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people, I just cannot believe this. But the people took the spoil, blaming others for your walk. The people took the spoil, all the good things. The sheep, the oxen, the chief of the things which thou has been which should have been utterly destroyed. So he knew that. And have sacrificed unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Made it all religious. His disobedience, he made very religious. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, these foxes are cunning little things. They're horrible things. And Samuel said, hath the Lord this great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as to obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Rebellion is witchcraft in your life. That's the truth. That's God's word. And the stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king. God means business. Brother, sister, he wants to get rid of these foxes that are out to destroy you. And God wants to set you free from the little foxes, because they're cunning little things. And they, not little things, they're little devils actually. And they get into your life and start gnawing away at your walk with God. They work on me. Don't worry, I'm not scot-free. They work on me all the time. God knows I'm telling the truth. You've got to do something. I need your help, Lord. Cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He will help you if you turn to him. So Saul was rejected for being king of Israel. Take, for instance, the baptism. You know, we've had this baptistry all cleaned out and all spruced up and looking really swell. Been fully painted. But I haven't seen a baptism yet for a long time. Let me just say it like this. Baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus is what we've been commanded to in Acts 2. 38, the Bible says, they cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved? Because they realized they had crucified the Lord of glory. And Peter stood up, full of the Holy Ghost, said, repent! Repent, turn from your sins and flee. Run for your life. Because the hounds of hell are after you. They're after me. And they're after you. Repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And the gift of the Holy Ghost is very important for all believers, because it's a seal. God puts a seal on you to keep you. Praise the Lord. Who wants the Holy Ghost? Oh, brother and sister, we've got to be serious about it. Only God can show you. But flee to the altar, I say. I want to do what he wants me to do. So if he commands us, so the Bible says we are commanded. People say, make excuses. Compromise. Oh, the Lord hasn't revealed to me that I should be baptized. Well, the Bible says that he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And we ought to obey. God's commanded you to do it. Do what he says. Don't say, oh, I'm not old enough yet. If God's speaking to your heart that you should be baptized, you should be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. If we allow these compromises to go unchecked, we endanger ourselves of losing our place with him upon his throne. Who wants to sit on the throne with the Lord? What a wonderful, mighty privilege. And that may happen sooner than you realize. Do you know the bride will sit on the throne with him and judge the world? It says in 1 Corinthians 6:2, do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? You see, brothers and sisters, it's so true. In Revelation 3:21, to him that overcometh, I was so blessed when I read this. I want to say a Christian walk requires overcoming. It's not easy flying. It requires overcoming. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, Jesus said, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Jesus had to overcome. You have to overcome. There is no escape. Hallelujah. Who believes us? I believe it's God's word. We've got to be overcomers. We've got to do it. We just have to do it. And I'm willing to do it. Whatever it takes to be more like you, Lord, that's what I'm willing to be. Hallelujah. The time is late, my brother and sister. I can't emphasize this. One of these days, we're going to be gone. And those that are ready will go. Those that are walking in the light of his word and filled with the Spirit will go. We need to purge the foxes from our lives. What a great honor it will be to sit with him and judge the world. It does take a conscious effort of your will. You sing that song? We don't sing it very much. I am determined. I've made up my mind. I will serve the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? I am determined. I've made up my mind. I will serve the Lord. I'm just going to have to serve him. Not have to, I want to. I don't care what others do. If nobody follows me, I'm going to serve him. And when he comes, blessed is that man whom the Lord shall find doing when he comes. We're going to be doing, not going to be church, sitting in church warming seats. We're going to be out working. My wife gave me a parable today, yesterday, Lee, and you might be interested. Jesus said, I'll make you fishers of men. And she said, what does a fisherman do? If a fisherman doesn't sit in his armchair thinking about it, he's got to go out and get the fish. We've got to go out and seek souls. And brother and sister, that was a really good thought. If we are fishermen, we have to go out and hook them. Get them into the kingdom. Praise the Lord. So time's running out. It says in James 4:7. And I love this too. Submit yourselves therefore unto God, to God. Resist the devil. Now you're going to have to show some fight. Paul says, I fight a good fight. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Don't let him push your life around. He might be a little fox, but he's dangerous. You need to kick him out of you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. That's another little fox, a double-minded one. 1 minute you think this, next minute you think that. I'm in, I'm out, I'm here, I'm there. Don't get caught when the Lord comes. You be into Christ now. The Bible says we have to examine ourselves, not our neighbor. Haven't got time for our neighbor. We have to examine ourselves. This is a very personal thing. Let him search our hearts for any foxes, because they're lurking amongst the vines. The vines of your life. We are the fruit bearers, because we are the branches on the vine. Christ is the vine. We are the branches. We have much to look forward to in these last days. Let's be ready to go. Who wants to go?
Amen.
Who wants to go? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's coming. It's getting more tricky, more deceiving every hour. More prayer is needed. We need to be in the praying business, brethren. We're just going to have to pray more. I said about Daniel, he prayed 3 times a day. Morning, noon, and night. Cost of being thrown into the lion's den. But I tell you what, there was an angel there when they came. As long as the angel's there, if you know him and you're doing what's right and you're seeking the Lord and you're kicking out the foxes that influence us, the angel will be with you. Praise be to God. Shall we stand for prayer? Lord Jesus, we come to thee. Lord, our hearts challenged, Lord, because we know there's little foxes moving around this church. They're moving everywhere in every church. They'll move right into our house and they'll take control of our house. Take control of our family if they're allowed to. They're influences. They need to be dealt with. And Lord, only you can give us the strength to do it. But we are willing. Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto God, you'll draw nigh unto us. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll move upon every heart here. Lord, every person to make that choice. I'm sick and tired of this smelly little fox influencing me, causing me to be unclean, causing me to have lustful thoughts, causing me to be delving into things I should not be delving into. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'll give us strength. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ upon our fellowship. Lord, we want to stand strong in this hour because the testings are coming and they will come strong. But Lord, you said, resist the devil and he shall flee from you. I pray, Lord, you help every one of us to surrender to you. Lord, we love you. You're our shepherd. You'll protect us, Lord, from these little foxes. You'll identify them like you identified the rich young ruler. But Lord, may we be willing to do what you said to do, to obey thy word. And then we'll see the blessings of God. Please have your way in our hearts, Lord. We commit this word into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Stand up for Jesus. No, what was it? Yes, 439 Redemption. What's it called? A Life Overcoming. Oh, that's what I said. Stand up. Okay, let's sing this. Sing this with understanding in our hearts, brother and sister. Don't just sing it as a song. That won't help you. Sing it and believe it. A life of overcoming, a life of seamless praying. Be this a blessed portion throughout the coming days. The victory goes just on Calvary's cross. Sin shall not have the living. That's fine. that anybody has a fox problem, I'm not joking, I'm serious. You'd like prayer, we'll pray for you, we'll cast that fox out of you. You need to get rid of it, seriously. Otherwise, it'll get rid of you. You've got to destroy the enemy before it destroys you. Anybody like prayer for healing or any other matter, just come as we sing this verse. Though walk the path before thee, the host of night is filled. Unto thy father's promise, we claim the victory still. They sing the heavenly region where doubt seems to come. Sing that song, the same tune, stand up for Jesus. Anybody wants prayer, just come. There's some who come here. Stand up for Jesus. He's so far and cross. Hallelujah.
Sing, shine on me, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine on me.
Shine on me, Lord, shine on me. Let the light from the lighthouse shine. Shine on me, let the light.
You know this, that our problem is all the same. It doesn't matter how long you've been walking with the Lord. If you haven't even met the Lord, your problem is the same as my problem. The only way to get needs fixed up is get to the foot of the cross, Jesus Christ. No matter where we are, He will be the answer to your prayer. Let's sing "Jesus is the Sweetest Name I Know," number 203. You know, this Satan, when he looks down at you, and he does, or looks up at you, I would say, Satan, that is, what he wants to accuse you of, the Lord just says, well, look, come to me, and I'll just diminish Satan. And it doesn't matter where you're coming from, the Lord will see you through if you're serious about what your decision is. Love Him, love Him, love Him. Let's sing I Saw Love, Mercy and Grace, number 207, and then I'll just close in prayer.
I saw love, mercy and grace, yes, Lord. I saw love, mercy.
Jesus, we do see love, mercy, and grace. We don't take it lightly because you're the only way out. Whatever our problem, whatever our heart is anticipating, whatever we tried to do and it didn't work, Lord, you say come. And we will feel better and know that the overcomer is the answer to our need. We love you, Lord, and we know that it's right because we feel the presence in our heart that what we've heard is the truth. That confirming is God telling us individually. Doesn't matter we're in this auditorium or whether we're on the other side of the world. If you feel that, that's God. Lord, we love you. Help us to be where you want us to be. Help us to be the testimony you want us to be. Lord, you're looking for every one of your sons and daughters wherever they are. Lord, we thank you for the service. Just be with us, Lord, as we have our luncheon. We thank you for the food that we will have and also the fellowship. Be with the afternoon meeting. All of these things, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. And a special blessing to those on the internet, wherever they are, they're not forgotten. God knows about what you're thinking about. Just bless us, Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. As you go, let's sing what we've just sung. I saw love, mercy, and grace.
I saw love.